About 2 million tons of trash was brought into Wisconsin to be buried in state landfills last year, up 46% from the previous year. Environmentalists say the huge dumps are bad for the environment and land values. La Crosse County Solid Waste Manager Brian Tippetts says the county takes waste from several Minnesota communities. But Tippetts says there's a difference in the way county government operates its landfill and the way private landfill owners operate.
The waste is burned to generate electricity, and therefore we're not using landfill space for that waste. And most of the out-of-state waste does go to the waste energy plant. There still are some residues that have to be buried in our landfill, but we need that out-of-state waste, that, in another way you look at it, revenue, to keep our unit costs where they are at.
Tippetts says about 20% of the waste actually ends up in the county's landfill. La Crosse County needs to meet a quota of waste to keep the refuse-derived fuel plant supplied. He says that's why some Minnesota waste is needed. Tippetts says Wisconsin's private landfill operators do bring in a lot of garbage to the state. He says it helps some Minnesotans avoid higher cost.
When you look at private landfills, they're interested in shareholder value for the next quarter, the next year, for the next annual report. And so they try to maximize the shareholder value, the profits they can make for the company. So a very different policy setting mechanism is made with the private sector facilities versus the public sector facilities.
Tippetts says county government tries to balance its need for waste to supply the RDF plant with the goal of preserving its landfill for 50 years. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.